like to welcome everybody today to this meeting of Governor's Duke Advisory Council. It's a real pleasure. We've got a couple of distinguished speakers who will join us as we go through the agenda. We are pretty well loaded up with items to cover today, so I ask for you to judiciously stick with your time if you would. And if you get to the end and you feel like it's time to quit and somebody's still asking questions, you have full blessing to say, I'll talk to you after the meeting. That will help us to stay on track. I do have what I think is something unusual at the end. I will be the last member of the speaking cadre. I think you'll enjoy it. It'll be fun. I'm going to be calling on people to participate in it, so be aware. So, hey, Tom, I think you're down here. So, before we get started, I think we have a full deck except Boosie didn't make it. I'm not sure when he'll be here, but he was committed to joining. So, with that said, we'll get started here. And our first guest speaker today is Thomas Johnson, Savannah River Deputy Manager. And we appreciate you joining us today.
Go Gamecocks.
Yes.
All right, hopefully you're able to hear me okay. And just, you want me to have to take this out. That'll do it. All right, let's try it again. All right, good. All right, as Rick said, I'm Thomas.
You continue.
All right, Thomas Johnson. I'm the deputy manager for DOE at Savannah River. So, Rick, I will try to stick to the agenda and the topics that you asked me to speak to, but certainly open for other questions and prepared for other discussions if you'd like me to get into some of the other things. All right, so I'll go ahead and get started. First topic that I was asked to speak on was on the budget. So you've probably read or heard that the President did sign the Consolidated Appropriations Act on March 15th, and this provided funding through September 30th of 2022 for all of the federal government. At SRS, the environmental management portion of the budget is approximately $1.75 billion, and here are some of the things that we've accomplished so far with those funds. We've processed more than 2 million gallons of waste at the salt waste processing facility during its first year of operations. That first year of operations ended on January 17th time frame, I do believe. And so approximately 2 million gallons through SWPF during the first year of operations. We've completed construction for the salt stone disposal unit. Hereafter, you'll hear it as SDUs. Number 7, which is the second mega-sized SDU built at the site to permanently dispose of decontaminated salt stone. The project was completed 8 months ahead of schedule and $32 million under budget. 8 months ahead of schedule and $32 million under budget. I repeat it because you don't hear it too often on the site, but we have been pretty successful on the SDUs in getting them ahead of schedule and under budget. Good team in place that's working the SDUs. Now we continue to roll our normal budget for the individual SDUs. We have not elected to cut back the budget on any of the individual SDUs because each of them, although we're building the same thing, each of them bring about some of their own challenges with them as far as site work and things like that, so we've kept pretty much the same budget for each of the SDUs. And the good thing for us is that when we get to the end of it, we love being able to say that we completed it under budget. And if you don't realize any of the potential risk, that's why we're able to bring it in that way. We have gotten approval to start the construction on the remaining three SDUs for the site. We were already working on numbers 8 and 9, and so we will also have to build SDUs 10, 11, and 12. We've talked about it before. Folks may wonder why we're trying to build so many of them at once. The reason being that it takes us on the order of about 2 years to build an SDU. And when we get SWP up working at its capacity, those SDUs will fill up in about 18 months. And so 2 years to build it, it fills in 18 months. Our desire is to have them built so that that will not be a hindrance to the operations once we're able to go full bore with SWPF. We've treated and disposed more than 3 million gallons of decontaminated salt solution at the salt stone production facility, which is a record for any fiscal year in the history of the high-level waste program at the site. I want to back up a second, too, on SWPF. At the 2 million gallons that was processed in the first year of operations for it, that's also a record for the site in processing of the waste. With the precursor facility and the at-tank ticker units, we were only able to process a little over a million gallons per year through that facility. So SWPF still not operating at the desired 6 million gallons per year, but still significantly better than anything that we've been able to do on site. I'll continue on SWPF since I went back to that. With it, we still have some challenges, but we're working through that. It was still good production during the course of the first year.